This is Rocky Mountain Voices, powered by PodTech.
Plus, we add the Skull Candy link into it, so while you're up skiing, you can just listen to music and have all your phone calls transferred directly to your helmet.
This is Brad Baldwin from Rocky Mountain Voices, and I'm standing here with Rick Alden at the CES show. Rick, CEO of Skull Candy. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Brad. It's great being around.
Skull Candy is a four-year-old company, a technology company that's, in a sense, integrated cell phones, iPod, music, culture, a lot of really cool things that are happening. I understand your background is in the ski snowboard industry.
Yeah, it is, as a matter of fact. Kind of the way the brand got started is, I guess back since about 86, we started a company running called National Snowboard Inc. We were running snowboard events all over the world, running a pro tour, running a lot of consumer events. They kind of built into, did a lot of snowboard manufacturing, snowboard boot and binding manufacturing in the mid-90s up through, about 2001, we sold the company to Atomic Ski Company.
Small ski company with guys like Bodie Miller.
A little company out in Austria. It was nice. We spent a lot of time out in Salzburg and enjoyed the time with Atomic. But about that time, I kind of became a little hooked on the idea of building audio products into snow and ski products. And so not wanting to be a snowboard apparel company or not wanting to be a snowboard helmet company or a snowboard backpack company, all I wanted to do is provide an audio solution to these guys. So we kind of came up with a unique technology called the Skull Candy Link. It was the first patented technology that we came out with, which is a pair of stereo headphones with two plugs. One plug goes into your music player, one plug goes into your cell phone. While you're listening to your music, your cell phone rings in, you just answer the phone through the same pair of headphones. Still a great selling product for us. We rolled that out in 2003, won the, kind of one of those bogus design engineering awards from the Consumer Electronics Show in 2003 on that thing. Whole award thing is a whole other rant and rave bogus thing that is a burr on my side. But the so we rolled that out in 2003. We've actually got that patented now for wireless technology as well, for full Bluetooth integration into helmets, into headphones, that sort of thing. So you're listening to your music, and when your cell phone comes in, it interrupts the music through the through the headphones. Bluetooth wirelessly engages your cell phone into the helmet or into your jacket or into your backpack or whichever piece we've got it built into, or into a standard pair of headphones as well. We got regular headphones for regular guys as well. But it's been a lot of fun building stuff in. So, for example, our first partner was Giro Helmets, which is the world's biggest snowboard ski and snowboard helmet company, where we put in a lot of we put in the audio speakers. Plus, we add the Skull Candy link into it, so while you're up skiing, you can just listen to music and have all your phone calls transferred directly to your helmet. So it's a great way to spend the day.
Skull Candy. Where did the name come from?
It's a great name, and I'll make it a short story where it came from. I'd love to take the creative credit for that name, but honestly, anybody in the technology world knows how tough it is to get a URL these days. If you're going to start a new company trying to come up with a URL that hasn't already been taken, that's a tough thing. So I'll tell you exactly where the name came from. We were coming up with the brand and trying to roll this thing out, and I could not find an available URL for the company. So I sent an email out to about 20 or 30 of my most creative friends, told them what it was that I was doing, announced that, hey, listen, if anybody comes up with a good name with a matching URL, I'd put them on the Lifetime Flow Patrol for product. And within a couple of minutes, I kid you not, within about 5 minutes, I had my first response back. A good friend of mine who's the marketing director for the American Ski Company, Dana Bullen out of Sunday River, Maine, sent me an email with two lines. It said, Skull Candy, URL is available. And that was the end of it. We had the biggest problem then is I had name after name after name after name coming in afterward from all of my other friends. And we didn't care about any of those. So I had to graciously thank them all for their good to poorly mediocre suggestions. And we stuck with Skull Candy. And it's been great since.
So now you've got your own brand. You've got your own technology. And you're partnering with companies like Giro, And you've got Camelback. You've got other people now.
A whole list of different partners. We work very closely with Burton on their Red brand, putting audio into their helmets, with Session Snowboard Clothing, putting technology for both music and cell phone into their jackets. We work with Leadham and Carrera and Sweet Helmets and K2 Helmets, and boy, just about all the different ski and snowboard helmet companies that are out there. Of course, Giro being the biggest and the oldest partner that we've got there. We work very closely with both Camelback and OGO backpacks, putting our speaker systems into the straps of their backpacks. We work with Section Snowboard Clothing. There's a whole host of different integrated partners that we work with. And we love those guys. It's still a super important part of our business. And now that, you know, fortunately, while these guys have been putting our product out into the ski and snowboard shops for us by integrating our solutions into their products, we're rolling out very heavily a whole line of Skullcandy exclusively branded headphones, which we sell through all sorts of both consumer electronics shops and, most importantly and heavily, through the skate, snowboard, and ski shops around the country and around the world. We've got very good distribution all through Europe, through the Japan, New Zealand, Australia, Korea. So, you know, we're getting a good international reach right now.
I know one thing that I have to compliment you on. When you come to this show, there's a lot of people looking to copycat products, to be perfectly honest. And I know you've probably had your fair share, but I would say that your background with the whole ski culture and the snowboard culture, even more importantly, has probably allowed you to create a brand experience that really has some staying power. I know people are unbelievably loyal in that snowboard culture. Being close to Park City, I know that I see a lot of Skullcandy on the mountain.
We do base out of Park City, and it's a great thing to be in a lift line, see all the different Skullcandy headbands sitting on top of people's heads, both from the most poor snowboarders up to the doctors and lawyers and the weekenders of the world, you know, that just plain don't want to miss a phone call while they're up on the mountain. You know, it's a great thing to see. As far as being knocked off, hey, it's called Asian R&D, rip off and duplicate. And, you know, it's always fun here at the show to watch a lot of different companies come by with good digital cameras and take pictures of all your different products. And, hey, you know, this stuff happens. And so it's way different. It's a big difference between being able to make a cool product and being able to sell and market and distribute a good product. And so, hey, you know, it happens out there in the world.
Well, keep up the good work. I congratulate you on that. I think it's cool. I have to say, if people haven't had a chance to see the video, Supernatural was here doing some, I guess, interactive DJ work for you guys.
You got that right. You got that right. Supernat's a pretty amazing artist. Holds the world record for the longest freestyle rap, 9 hours and 15 minutes of completely original, non-repetitive, original rhymes of rap. It was. We were out there. We sponsored that event this year, and really a pretty spectacular event. He's a pretty remarkable artist.
Well, we got a little video for all of you that are listening to the audio podcast here. You gotta check it out, because we got a little of Rick bopping in his khaki-colored shirt over
The
CEO doing the bop thing. So, thanks, Rick. I appreciate your time.
Hey, listen, thanks for Rocky Mountain Voices. Great podcast. Thanks a lot.
This has been a Rocky Mountain Voices podcast. Visit us on the internet at www.rockymountainvoices.com.